Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Alfredo Belron, who is running in the 11th Ward. I have to give him a call, so bear with me for 1 second. And he's a challenger in the 11th Ward.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're on the air. How are you this morning, Alfredo?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. So you tossed your hat in the ring for the 11th Ward. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run for the County Council in the 11th Ward.
Well, thank you. First and foremost, thank you for the time. I appreciate the invitation to speak to you today. I've lived in the 11th Ward for over 16 years. I'm a homeowner. My family lives in the ward. I've been active with our neighborhood association for over 8 years. I've been active with our neighborhood watch program for over 11 years. I'm running because I want to make sure we have rooted representation that is focused on neighborhood issues and that listens to all voices, even those that may not always agree with them, because at the end of the day, we're all neighbors, this is our home, and we need to work together to get through whatever problems and issues we're facing.
Now, you're running in a four-person race, and you're running against the incumbent. What fault did you find with the incumbent? Why did you feel it was important for you to run at this time?
I'm focusing my campaign on the issues in front of our neighborhood, in front of our communities. Like I tell people at the door, I'm not running. I don't see myself running against anyone. I know it's a four-way race, and people have lots of choices to pick from. I'm running based on the substance of what I have to offer, the commitment and roots that I have in the neighborhood, and my ability to work with other people to focus on issues and concerns. I think we have a lot of issues and concerns in our neighborhoods that need to be addressed, and sometimes we need to look at a long-term vision of how we're going to make things better. And that makes some tough conversation and some tough discussions that we need to have, but we need to be looking at the long-term vision and long-term commitment. So I was looking for a candidate that had true roots in our neighborhood, and after I didn't really see that, I decided, well, you know what? You know, if you can't find what you're looking for, then maybe you need to step up and put yourself out there. So that's why I joined the race. But like I said before, I'm focusing my campaign on the substance that I offer and not on any of the other candidates, because I think I have substance, and I think I have experience within the neighborhood to really make sure we have the issues and concerns people have to be the priority.
Now, in the 11th Ward, you said issues. What issues do you feel that are important that aren't being addressed?
I think public safety is always an important issue. Youth programs, home ownership, cleanliness. I mean, I'll tell you, when you walk up and down the neighborhood, you see neighbors, you know, who are not, you know, who are frustrated, you know, and they're frustrated of having to go in front of their house every day and pick up trash and clean up after those who are passing by and on focused on where they dispose of their, you know, bottles and garbage. I mean, it may seem as a you know, it may seem as a nuisance, but it becomes a negative impact on our neighborhood when we can't even keep our basic streets cleaned. So, yes, public safety, of course, is the number one priority. People want to feel safe in their homes. People want to feel that we have strong community policing. People want to see their community officers. People want to have that relationship with the APT. Youth programs, we've got a growing population in our ward, which is beautiful to see, because a lot of our new residents are young families, refugees, from all over the nation and the state and the world. And we need to be able to create programs for everybody so that everyone has something that they can be a part of. And we need to look at the issues on a street-by-street basis. That's my focus, because what I've learned is every neighborhood has their own issues and concerns, and we need to target them street by street so we can make some positive results.
Now, as far as citywide issues affect every single ward, let me talk about a couple of citywide issues. Taxes. What do you think about the taxes in the city of Albany?
I'm a homeowner. I, like many other people, will be the first to say, you know, taxes are more than I wish they were. I will tell you this: most people in most other neighboring areas feel the same way. The way we cannot tax our way out of our fiscal problems. We have to be able to be competitive with the other municipalities that are just a few minutes away to create homeownership. That's one of my initiatives, is to improve homeownership. And we're not going to attract more homeowners if we're taxing our way out of being competitive with our neighboring municipalities, our neighboring cities. We've got to be able to compete with Colony and Gilderland and Bethlehem. We just have to. And I'm glad we haven't raised taxes in the last 4 or 5 years, because we shouldn't. But just like everybody else is looking at our fiscal problems, we've got to find ways to reduce expenses as much as we can, but also find new and creative ways to have new revenue. And that includes making sure everybody pays their fair share. And that's the state, just like everybody else. You've got to pay your rent, or you've got to pay your mortgage. So do I. So should the state. So I think once we – I'm sorry.
No, go on. Keep going.
No. I think now that we've gotten the funding from the state, the new funding this year, now I'm hoping we're on in the right direction, where we start demanding you paid for it this year, you could afford it in 2017, it's in the 2017 budget, now let's make it a steady line for 2018 and beyond, because the state is 60% of our nonprofit properties are owned by the state. So when some people say, well, that's a bailout, no, that's not a bailout. That's asking the state to pay their fair share, just like everybody else's. And I don't think we should stop from doing that. I think we need to continue to demand that the state pays their fair share, because if they do, that does ease some of the other stresses that we have financially as a city as a whole.
Drugs are a big problem in the city of Albany. What would you do to curb that?
I think we need to work with our non-for-profits. I think we need to work with our our different agencies and our different churches. Unfortunately, it's not just an issue that our city is facing. It's a nationwide issue. Part of my hope is that we can get to people when they're young, that we can get them engaged in structured activities, that we can get them to see the opportunities that they have in front of them. If we can give them hope for a better tomorrow, even though today may not seem as bright, hopefully that will help guide them away from the need or the sense of need to use drugs, and also awareness. We've had people in our ward OD, and that's a critical fact that sometimes we need to share more. And it's not something that people want to talk about sometimes, but, you know, sometimes it's good to show people the consequences of we don't want you to be like this. We don't want you to pass before your time. You know, life is very fragile, and if you don't take care of yourself, and if you go and start using these substances, you may not be here, and we want you to be here. And these are the people that were here just a few months ago, and they're not here today because they didn't look at the beyond. They didn't look at the tomorrow. So it's got to be a combination of early systems for prevention, and then once people are if they're using, help to get them off, and that means working with people who are on as well or previously been on, to let them see it doesn't get better, it only gets worse.
Guns and violence is also a problem. How bad is it in the 11th ward?
The 11th ward has its issues and concerns as well. There was a shooting just a few weeks ago in the 11th ward. Luckily, it wasn't fatal, but it's an issue. Guns on our streets is something that nobody wants to have, and it's something I think we can all agree on needs to be dealt with. And part of it is going after those people who are bringing the guns to our neighborhoods. It's going after those people who are bringing the drugs, because many times it's interrelated with the previous question, where it's not so much focused on helping people get off and get treatment, but it's more focused on going after those who are providing the substance and going after those who are in competition for clients or in competition for areas to be able to sell. That's part of the problem. That's part of the focus that needs to be looked at. How do we get these people off the street, stop selling drugs, and stop fighting and killing each other and killing or injuring innocent people in the crossfire? We need to target that. We need to make a focus of, yes, we need to prevent people from getting on drugs, but we also need to prevent people from being able to sell drugs in our neighborhoods and in our communities, where it creates an environment of more violence and it creates an environment where people don't want to live. And that's part of what I want to change. I want people to feel proud of living in our neighborhoods, to want to live in our neighborhoods, to want to raise their families in our neighborhood, and want their kids to want to live and come back to our neighborhoods. That's what I want to change. That's the downward spiral that I see that I want to reverse, because this is a great neighborhood. This is a great community. We have some great people, and we just need to make sure we focus on the issues and concerns, address it street by street, so that we make it better. And it's going to be a long process. I know that. And it's a long haul, because when you're talking about street by street, focusing on street by street, that's going to take time. But that's what we need. We need long-term commitments to be able to really make a true, sustainable, positive change.
What do you think about the Common Council that's in place right now?
I think they've been elected by the residents in their neighborhoods and communities. Whether you agree with them or don't agree with them, that's part of the democratic process. And the beautiful part about democracy is if you don't agree with them, now is your opportunity to change. And if you do agree with them or you do feel that they've done the right by you, and if you can look at your neighborhood and you can look at your community and see, well, hey, things are better than they were, or things haven't gotten any worse, and we've gone through some tough times, okay, we'll give them another shot. And if you look around and you say, well, things haven't gotten any better, and, you know, things haven't been stabilized, well, maybe we should bring some new energy in. But it's a democratic process, and the beauty about it is everybody gets one vote, no matter where you come from, no matter what your education is, no matter how much money you have in the bank, everybody's vote has the same value and the same interest. So it's democracy. It's not always pretty.
Do you go to Common Council meetings?
I have attended a few Common Council meetings in my day. I've spoken on some Common Council meetings. I've spoken on different topics. I've spoken on citywide issues as well as local issues at the Common Council. I know those meetings can be long. I know those meetings can be draining. And I know those meetings are important because it's an opportunity for people to hear what the elected officers are saying, for people to address what their concerns are to the elected officers, and for people to see how democracy works. And if you don't like it, well, like Obama said, pick up a clipboard and do something about it.
One of the big issues within the past couple of months has been Rezone Albany. What's your thoughts on Rezone Albany?
I don't think it's perfect. Unfortunately, nothing in life is perfect. I wish I could say everything, you know, everything can be addressed by it. I do appreciate the fact that it was a time-consuming process. It wasn't just something that was put together. It was something that took years. I mean, I went to several rezone meetings that they had in the neighborhood regarding what changes they would be looking to do in our ward. So I do think it is a positive step. I think it helps address some of the issues that have been holding growth back. But do I think it's a perfect document? No. But like I said, nothing in life is perfect. And I think the good thing about it is that it's like every other document. It's a living document. And there are opportunities to go back and address some concerns if they arise. So that's something I'm always hopeful for.
Oh, can you overall assess the city races in Albany? Oh, what do you think about everything that's going on? From the mayor's race, the treasurer's race, the other citywide races, as well as the Common Council races. What's your overall view?
My overall view is that it's good for our city. It's good that we have so many people coming out and expressing their viewpoints. It's good to have debates. It's good to have choices. That's what makes our city strong, and that's what makes democracy strong. Whether you like it or not, or you like all the choices on that, the fact that people have choices and people have an opportunity to work through the individuals and look at what they have achieved, look at what they have to offer, and look at what their vision is for tomorrow. I'm in a four-way race, and I love talking to people and say, well, you know, I've had, you know, like the second or third person coming to my door, and I'm like, well, that's good. That's good because, you know what, we should be working hard for your vote. We should be working hard to express to you what we have to offer, what we've done, what our commitment to the neighborhood and community is, what our vision and what our plan is. And that's good for our neighborhoods. That's good for our city. And, you know, it's not always good for those who are running because you have quite a few people you're competing with. But you know what? It actually is good for those who are running, too, because it makes them better candidates and it makes them better officials later on because you appreciate it more because you had to work hard for it, because you had to go and fight for it, and because you've earned it. And now when you try to move forward your agenda and you try to move forward those initiatives that you spoke to people about, you're going to push it harder and stronger because you've got all these people who are depending on you now. You've got to now produce. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's been an interesting race. It's been eye-opening for someone who's not very politically engaged in the local politics as maybe others are. But I'm appreciative for all this time that I've had, and I look forward to the next few months and the next few years and all the positive changes we're going to do in our neighborhood and in our community.
So if somebody wants to volunteer for your campaign, make a contribution, how can they do so?
They can go to my website, alfredobalerin.com. That's Alfredo, A-L-F-R-E-D-O, Balerin, B-A-L-A-R-I-N.com. Or they can call me. My cell phone's 518-209-6922. I've put that on all my list, on all my information. I think that's part of what a representative has to be, is accessible. And I want to make it so that the same number that my mom calls me is the same number any neighbor who has any issues, any concerns can call me on as well.
Thank you, Alfredo. We will probably talk again as the campaign evolves. So you've been listening to Alfredo Balerin, and this is Focus on Albany. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download it on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes, comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. And if you're within the city limits, please listen to WCAA 107.3. And if you want to do more than listen, if you want to become involved in the radio station, we have meetings every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, the old St. Anthony's Church. Alfredo, thank you for coming on Focus on Albany, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.
And thank you for the opportunity.